haven't always been the best. You sometimes think having a relationship is the only way to feel valued and beautiful. The dating world confuses you. You're starting to wonder if the problem is you or the dating apps you've been using. You're ready to find and embrace your own beautiful, weird quirkiness. Good. That's why we're here. So, going back to the part where I said I know you, would you say that's true? Good. We're officially friends. Well, not Facebook official, but definitely that level. And if we're on that level, we need to interact. I'm going to be sharing my guts with you, and I want you to share what's on your mind too. P.S. I'd love to actually meet you. Drop me a note on Instagram and say hi at HelloJessness. Now, let's get something straight right out of the gate. I did not write this book because I'm perfect. Far from it. Creating balance and inner peace is a continuous process. We're talking a nonstop, constant, unceasing, endless, forever process. It's part of the human experience. We are always going to be learning, growing, and finding out more about ourselves. I think it'd be pretty boring if we woke up one day and felt done. Don't you agree? You're reading this book because whether you know it or not, you want to make a shift. Be advised, you don't need to know how it's going to happen, but you will need to be open to some new ideas. Here's the best part about our 20s. You can recreate yourself at any time. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday or what might happen tomorrow. This book is a journey, and that journey starts now. It's the small shifts you make today that impact the vibrancy of your life in the future. The sooner you get the right practices and tools in place, the sooner you can become the best version of yourself, a person who doesn't rely on someone else, an experience, or circumstance to define who they are. The origins of Jessness. If we're going to spend some time together, it's important for me to share why and how my journey of self-discovery began. So, bring it in. Join me around the campfire, make some s'mores, and get comfy. Not a huge camper, but if I was, I'd definitely be orchestrating the s'mores operation. Pro tip, next time, make yours with peanut butter cups instead of plain old chocolate. It'll change your life. The seed for my Jessness journey was planted during an oh crap, what just happened moment. Waking up with only a few weeks away from graduation. Oh, and if you're wondering what's with all this Jessness stuff, don't worry, we'll get to that too. Graduating college, what a trip, right? If I were to describe this experience in a metaphor, I'd liken it to what an astronaut feels. Zero gravity, floating in space, not sure how to navigate your next step, slightly nauseous, nervous about the possibility that the cord connecting you to the mothership could be disconnected at any moment. All my life, I was used to following a syllabus, turning things in, getting feedback, and finishing each class knowing what was next. With graduation approaching, I felt myself wondering about all the things I wasn't taught in school. Where was the class on how to find a job, make a resume, or how to rock an interview? The list/panic went on in all kinds of directions. I wasn't warned about any of this stuff. Now, all of a sudden, I'm expected to know about all of it and know how to do it on my own. Welcome to your 20s, Jess. Call me crazy, but don't you think these sorts of topics would come up in a teacher training session on, quote, how to realistically prepare 20-year-olds for the real world, end quote? I felt like I was expected to have it all figured out. There was no nice introduction to the unknown that slapped me in the face the minute I woke up every day for months leading up to graduation. I didn't know how to handle the feeling of not knowing what was next. I was awkward and uncomfortable, and I often thought I was the only person who felt this way because no one was talking about it. So, out of survival, I created a fake persona. Someone who is confident, fearless, and had everything under control. This girl had a solid post-grad plan, knew exactly what she was going to do for work, and had the next 10 years all figured out. She had a clear understanding of who she was and knew where she was going with confidence. I constantly prayed no one would ask me about the details because in order to have the details, I'd actually have to have a plan, which I didn't. Everywhere I turned, I was being asked, what's next? I even thought for a moment that I might have missed my calling to be an actress. I had perfected the, I've got this, I'm ready for what's next, bring it on kind of attitude, when actually, I felt quite the opposite.